Ladies and gentlemen, if you can settle down quickly, please. We have with us Team India opener, Mr. M. Vijay. Please, you all to kindly raise your hand. One mic, you can go ahead with the question.
Vijay, a lot of emphasis on the close-in fielding is wrong. Is it normal or do you do something extra also?
No, definitely. We had a chat about it, and we are working on a few of the areas where we could have done much better in the last test match. And yeah, we are looking forward for this game, and hopefully we can pull off those catches.
Sir?
Vijay, when you went out bat in Pune, having conceded 260, what was the team's mindset? Did you feel 260 was a pass score, or was it higher than you perhaps wanted? And secondly, why do you bat so much better in combination with, say, Pujara than with, say, Rao? Is there any explanation for that?
So I did not understand the second bit of yours.
I mean, you bat so much better in combination with somebody like a Pujara than the success you've enjoyed with, say, Rahul when opening.
Firstly, we thought 260 was a great performance from our bowlers to get the team and give us a chance to go out there and put up a great show in the first innings, but it didn't happen. I thought we did not play ourselves well till the time Rahul was playing. There was high hopes on us to, you know, put up go close to the target and make it count, but unfortunately it didn't happen. And the game from there, it was like, you know, a cat and mouse for us to play. And to be honest, Australians really played well in the second innings as well.
This is Narayanka from Preston.
Sorry. For the second bit, I don't think that way. Maybe a big partnership around the corner between me and Rahul. Hopefully, it can happen this test match.
This is Narayanka from the Preston of India. In the last test, Australia picked up 20 wickets and we could not do that. What was the reason, you being from the batsman's angle, what were the reasons that India could not pick up as Australians?
See, it's a mindset because, as I told you before, the first innings lead was a little more than what we expected, and from there on, it's always going to be tough for us to get into the game. And we had the opportunities. If we would have taken those catches, maybe we would have put a lot more pressure on Australians. But it did not happen, and we got to take it in our chin and move forward.
Thanks. Sir,
yeah, DJ. On the tour of Sri Lanka a couple of years ago, you guys lost the first test, and a few similarities in terms of the left-arm spinner there also pulled you out, and then you guys came back. What were the kind of things you did in leading up to the second test to maybe plan? Did you plan differently against Herat there? Is there some similarity with what you guys are doing now?
And definitely, we got to think about our own game and now. Put it in the open in the team meetings, and that's what we have done in the last couple of days. We've sat down and spoken about it, and hopefully we can come in a better frame of mind and go in a positive frame of mind from ball one.
So,
Vijay, have you guys spoken about the use of DRS the rest of the series?
Definitely, at the moment it's not going away, but we got to take a little more time, I guess. We got to use those 15 seconds much more better, and it has also been spoken.
Last five, sir.
You have played some good knocks against spin and raging turn at the Guru Nanak ground and stuff. How you assess, how you playing? Are you playing for India against spin in the recent times? Are you happy with the way you're playing or you lose? What's your feeling about spin?
The first innings I got out to a fast bowler, and second innings obviously got out early. And I cannot think too much about my technique at the moment because I've tried a couple of shots and it came out my way, and so I cannot question my intent as well. So everything was there, and it's one off test match where I just got to get out of my system and move forward. But there are a lot of things to learn for me. Once I got out, I thought about what I could have done while watching the game better. Yeah, got some ideas, and hopefully I can implement it the next time when wicket comes like that.
Ma'am?
The Pune pitch has been rated as is it, in your experience, is it one of the worst pitches ever that you've played on for a test match? And just your thoughts on the difference and how different it looks here, particularly that very lush square as well. What, the implications might be for reverse swing?
See, personally, I wouldn't. I don't go into a match seeing the wicket. I just go into a match with an open mindset where I go inside, and if the wicket does something extra, so I just try to adapt, and that's where the technique comes into play. And as you said, I won't say Pune wicket was a poor wicket. It was a much more challenging wicket for us from ball one. As cricketers, we need that thing at times to play in such wickets to test your ability rather than playing every time in a flat track or a seaming wicket. It tests your ability, and I take it in that way where fact that he asked me a question now about spin, how do you play? So it would not have arrived if I would not have played in a wicket like that. No, it actually is a good thing for me personally to play in wickets like that at times to test your character and your technique. But overall, it was a good game of cricket. I think we should have done much more better in the first innings, and so that the match would have gone a little more longer. It didn't happen. So.
And here, the lush square.
In Bangalore. Yeah, it looks a good wicket, I guess. Hopefully, you can put up a good show.
Sir?
Vijay, before the series, the whole focus was on how your students would be, playing catch up with us. After the first test, we are on the other foot. So, how do you think, has the momentum shifted?
Not really. Obviously, we have lost the game, so we would accept that fact and move forward. And we've spoken about it, as I told you before, and we're looking forward for this game and start fresh and put the pressure back on the Australians. So I think it's going to be a good challenge for us as a team, and it's going to test our characters, and that's what we are playing cricket for, and hopefully we can play the way we have to play and we have played before. So hopefully it's going to help us.
Vijay, do you feel we should be getting our bowling combination right?
What do you exactly think?
Do you feel we should be getting our bowling combination right, because we could not pick up wickets in the last match? As far as Australia is concerned, they have picked up 20 wickets.
See, one odd test match, you cannot put the pressure on batting unit or the bowling. As a team, we did not do well, and that's the fact. And I personally thought bowlers did a great job, and because of the first innings lead which we gave them, we got to play with the field a little more safer. So those things came into play. We did not attack them much. We should have, but yeah, ifs and buts are there. But our bowlers are bowling really good.
Thank you, sir. Last one, ma'am.
Vijay, the break that you had, you went on a trek, and had some team bonding sessions. How much does that matter to a team, especially when the chips are down?
It gets you closer as a team, and we've been on the road for a while now, so obviously such kind of activities would help any team. And we had a couple of days break as we finished the match early, so we planned that we can go for a trek and get out of the normal thing what we do, so just go out there and get some fresh air. So yeah, it was fun.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.